Well, hey, this is Joe Wolf, and I can help.
Yes.
Hey there,
Banana hole.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yep, I can.
All right, okay. Well, this is Joe Wilson. I'm the head of the technical department. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling to find out. I was told that you was gonna do a order for us, and that was a couple weeks ago, and now I find out you're refunding my money because you can't do it. Why didn't you tell me that right away?
I suppose that your, let me check on that for you, right? If you can just give me 1 minute. I suppose that your product has been refunded because the team was trying to provide you with the whole file of the logo that you can, send it to any of the embroidery guys who can go ahead and do the embroidery on that and provide you with the embroidery logos that you were looking for. But the product has already been refunded over to you, and the amount has already been refunded. That's
So you can't do it at all then.
No, well, yeah, because the amount has been refunded, and if you want the file, yes, of course, we can go ahead and send you the file where you can take it to any of the embroidery person, embroidery company. They can just go ahead and look at that file and get it embroidered right away for you.
Okay, you're not making sense. So you refunded my money and you're going to give me the file?
No, ma'am. It has been refunded, but if you want, we can get you the file by charging that same amount again, all right, and then we can just go by that. But of course, if you don't want that, but that amount has already been refunded over to you.
Okay, so why would that have happened? Why would somebody not let me know before they did that?
Because we were under the impression that, you were looking for a logo, and we got it the logo in the respected file that you were looking for. So you can provide it to any of the embroidery company, and then, get that logo created for yourself.
No, you're not making sense. So one person says you can't do it, and now you're saying you can do it, and I need to resend the money back in?
No, I'm saying we cannot do it, but if you want the file for that embroidery logo to be, created, yes, of course, that's what I can do. I cannot get the logo embroidered. I can send you the file that is required for the embroidery logo.
And how much would that be?
If you can just give me 1 minute so I can check that out for you, is that okay? All right. That's going to be the same amount, ma'am, that 260. So we can send you the file and you can get it printed out through any of the printing guys and printing companies, and they can just go ahead and get that done for you.
Okay, well, I'm not going to a printing company with this. I'm planning on doing it myself on my sewing machine at home. So,
Well, I
is
can provide
it
you
in
with
the
the
file?
file. I can provide you with the
Okay.
file, all right, for which you can just go ahead and use it and, create it on your own. If you have a machine, well, that's perfect then. You can just set it up into the machine, all right, and I'll print it right away for you.
Okay, how are you going to send me this file?
I will send it file to you on an email from which you will open it through a DAB. All right, and once it's opened, all right, then you can send it over to your machine for printing purpose, and then it'll use all of the threads it requires and everything about that as well, whatever is in the logo for the colors. Okay?
Right, so what if I get this and it doesn't work? Do you guarantee your product and gonna refund it again, or?
We can, ma'am, but that's not a problem. Well, once the file has been launched, then of course it will be non-refundable. But I'll see what I can do for you, okay? You sound like a really sweet person. Then, of course, I will see what I can do, what is best in my power for you, okay?
Well, that would be great, because, I mean, I just need to know that the product that we're paying for is going to work for what it was initially intended.
Well, of course, I do understand that. All right, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we'll release the file, all right, and then you can see how it's working on your end, then we can just go by that, okay?
All right, so I need to verify with the cardholder that the refund came through before I give you the information again. Is that where we're at now?
The amount will be refunded to you within like 2 or 3 days max. But if you want the file, I need to go ahead and make sure that the amount is there, all right, on our systems, because it has been refunded from ours, so we don't have that amount. For that to work out, I need to go ahead and charge the card again. So you'll get that back, $260, and, you know, we'll have our $260 back. So that's how it's going to work now. And I'll give you the confirmation from the merchant itself. Like, it has been refunded, and here's a slip for refund as well that you'll be getting back in 24 to 48 hours of time maximum.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So, well, I know the owner of the company, they're going to want me to make sure that they say one refund before I give you the charge again, so it's not double charged.
It won't be double charged. It's not double charged at all. That's what I'm trying to explain. That we don't have the money. All right. It's on your way to your account, so you'll get it. All right. When we charge it over here again today, all right, so it will just be deducting $260 from your account, and the next $260 gets back into your account right away.
All right. Well, and then you'll guarantee that if it doesn't work, that you'll refund.
It will work. Well, it will work. What kind of machine do you have, by the way?
It's a Husqvarna Digital Embroidery Designer 1 embroidery machine.
What was that?
It's a Husqvarna Designer 1 embroidery machine.
Embroidery machine, right? So you can just set up that logo file into that, and it'll print it right away for you, right?
That's what we're shooting for. Yeah, that's the
initial
goal here. Yeah, that was the whole point. I needed our logo put into what they call a digitized stitch file, so I can put it in an embroidery machine and embroider it myself.
Yep. Well, what I'll do is I can get you the source file of that logo, all right? And, you know, you can just go ahead and convert it. Well, with the machine, of course, it can be converted, and then you can just go ahead and print it that way. That's going to be simple.
Right.
If you have any kind of issues while doing that, well, surely my team and I will be there to go ahead and help you out as much as I can.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Oh, I think as long as I can trust in you, that if it doesn't work, you'll work with me on this.
Oh, of course we can trust each other, right? We were not able to go ahead and do it. Well, of course, ma'am. You don't have to worry about an inch.
Okay. Well, I was a little bit because, like, I don't feel like the turnaround time was, like, promised. And then if you couldn't do it, nobody called me. So I had to call you today. So I'm a little concerned.
Don't worry about it, ma'am. All right. Well, I'll have one of the best guys to go ahead and, you know, get you updated, get everything up for you, all right? You don't have to worry about an inch, okay? All right?
Okay.
I'll send you the file.
All right.
I'll send you the file. So here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to send you the file that will be the raw file for the logo, all right? So what's going to happen if you're not able to go ahead and get that done by yourself, all right? Get a help from, you know, a person who you might know who does the embroidery. Take that file to him or her, all right, and let them know, like, you need to convert that, all right? So they can go ahead and get that converted, and you can just print out the logos by yourself, all right? You come home back,
correct.
And, you know, you can get that done.
Yep, correct.
All right.
And what was your name again, then?
My name is Joe Wilson, ma'am.
Okay. Wilson, what's the last name?
Yes, ma'am. Wilson.
Okay.
Yep.
Now I had to ask because I was transferred four times when I called in and talked to four different people before you.
You can ask for me. You can ask for me. Not a problem.
Do you have a direct line to call?
Yeah,
you
I do. Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, okay. Well, that is 408-600-0677.
Okay, 408-600-0677.
You got it, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, then let's do that.
All right, let's go ahead. Let me just go ahead and get you the confirmation for the last four of the card that returned it. All right, so we can, you know, get it from there. And I'll send you the confirmation email as well. And then we can just go ahead and take it from there. If you have any kind of issues with anything, please do give me a call, all right? You have my direct line.
I will.
Give me a call. Send me a text, all right? So we can just go ahead and go by that, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Well, I thought it was going to be a really rough call because they told me, like, hey, there's a complaint. I was like, oh, okay, let me just go ahead and take it. But you sound really sweet, so, yeah, not a problem at all.
Well, thank you for that. But yeah, no, it's just getting dragged out longer than anticipated. And like I said, the person I talked to before you.
Understandable. Understandable.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. So tomorrow I expect an email from you, or?
You'll be expecting an email from me within 30 minutes of time.
Okay. I'm only here for three more minutes at my job because we're on Central Time and we close for the
okay.
day. So I'll
all
be
right.
back
well,
in the morning.
Well, do you, well, first of all, well, do you authorize me to go ahead and charge the $260 from the card that you previously paid for?
As long as you're authorizing a credit, yes, so I don't get double billed.
Well, of course. Well, as I said,
yes.
If you're not able to go
yes.
ahead and print that out by yourself, get a help from someone, because that file is the file that will help you, you know, get that taken care of for you, okay?
Okay, and there is two logos on there, right, that are separate files?
The
so
files that I'll send you,
them.
I'll send you the complete instruction with the files as well, okay?
Okay.
All right,
then I'll probably be in talking with you tomorrow, then.
Absolutely, all right. Just give me
okay,
quick,
thank you.
Just give me
okay.
quick 1 minute so I can give you the verification once the payment runs through, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. All right, ma'am, are you still there over the phone?
I am.
All right, well, thank you so much for patiently waiting on the line. I appreciate that. All right, well, I have sent the information over to the billing team and the production team as well. They will be creating the file. You just have to give me like 24 to 48 hours of time, and that file will be with you on your email.
Okay.
All right,
All
and once the
right,
payment
I
is
got it.
made through, I will be sending you the paid invoice, all right, through your project manager. So, we're both on the same page, okay?
Okay, and you have my right phone number now, right? Because I know they
Yes.
had my phone number wrong too.
Don't worry about it. I got
All right.
you.
I'm
All
trusting
right.
you.
Thank you so much for that. All
All
right.
right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Oh, you too, right? Well, you take care. And you're in
All right.
CST, right?
Pardon?
You are in the CST time zone? Central?
Yep. Yep.
Got it, ma'am. All right, okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and let you know about that, all right?
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem at all. All right, well, thank you so much for
All
your
right.
time and trusting me. Bye.
All right, yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye.